This is the Shapeless Mass Podcast from podcast.shapelessmass.com. Like that. That's what that is.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
To podcast number 43 all together.
43
fool. You know who we are. I'm EBA, and that's
Amber.
And that's
Sir Mildred Pierce,
the Muffin Man. It smells like muffins.
It smells like monkey farts.
You guys said that in unison.
Do you like the monkey farts?
I do like the candle. I just wish it had a different name.
A rose by any other name would smell just as sweet.
Shit might be a little more classy. You know?
Yeah.
They just didn't realize the potential of what they had going there. Yeah. When you're not smelling our monkey farts, you can check us out. Oh, we have a candle that
Snape. Yeah, it's really nice.
It smells like bananas.
It smells like banana ice cream is what it smells like to me. And it's made out of the soy stuff that you can actually use the candle wax as massage oil because the wax burns at such a low temperature. It's very relaxing, warm.
It's from here from Augusta.
Yeah, it's from a little shop down on Broad Street.
What's it called?
Yeah, what's the shop?
I can't even pronounce it. It's like Ulladette's Treats of the World or something like that.
So, when did Augusta visit? Oh, I've seen that place, yeah. Visit Ulladette's Treasures of the World for the monkey farts candle, which you can probably buy online.
Well, it's manufactured by Soy Sensations, Evans, Georgia.
Oh, so it's manufactured here.
Yeah, it's local. It's a local product.
Again, just note, this is actually pretty possible compared to the other, times we've said this type of thing, but if the people from the place that make this candle are actually listening to this podcast,
send us money.
Different naming scheme, monkey farts. I know you're trying to be, clever. Ha, it smells like bananas, but, it's just kind of
gross.
If I saw something that was a can and it said monkey farts on it, I would put it back down and back away very slowly. Yeah.
Because it smells
like I like to take a risk, and I like to laugh. And
you're in the store, you see a can, and it's labeled monkey farts, so you can pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, no. It was one of those, the lighting was kind of poor on that particular shelf, so I'd already opened the can to smell the candle before I turned it over and looked to see what the name was.
Oh, that's great. I could just see that. Like, oh, this smells so nice. What's it called?
It's kind of small.
Monkey farts?
It's kind of small.
Yeah, it's not obvious at first. At first glance. And others were like patchouli and lavender and just mundane names.
Wait, hold on. There's a candle called patchouli?
Yeah. There was a patchouli.
Smell patchouli. Like,
there's a patchouli-scented candle.
That's pretty high on the list of things hippie that I chicks. Don't want to smell.
Well, you ain't a hippie chick.
No, I'm not a hippie chick. I don't know why. You can visit us online at podcast.shapelessmass.com, and you can visit me online at www.shapelessmass.com. So what is it this week?
It's bananading, but I've changed it from .com to something else, and the game is you have to go find it.
He's full of shit.
No, I'm serious. Go find the new bananading webpage because it got bought out by somebody in a different country.
Drug manufacturer?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a MySpace, www.myspace.com/Amber. If you don't know how to spell that, I can't help you. And then,
well, you could help us by spelling it.
AMBER, same as every
See,
other
you
Amber.
You could help us.
H, numeral 8, numeral, stop, pause. It's a lot, I'm sorry. MySpace.com/AMBER H, numeral 8, S is in Sam, numeral 2, LOSE. Amber hates to lose. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure what out?
Figure out how to make it there. There you go.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
I'm going to play DJ Shadow. Because I realized we don't play much DJ Shadow, and I only play old, like pre-third album stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I was going to play Fixed Income, which I was listening to, and I just love this song. It's a great song.
Okay.
the tesla. Closest thing you can get to crack cocaine and still be legal.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Oh.
He goes,
oh. And I go, oh.
You're not around here, are you? So he gets no donuts. So I am having a Krispy Kreme donut. Would you like to join me?
Yes, I'd like to join you. Thank you.
Well, while we eat donuts, let's listen to the guest spot.
The guest spot. The
thing is this is what pisses me off, is everyone's very, very careful about what they say. And everyone's like, we're over there for oil. That's why the oil prices are going up. No, the oil prices are going up because everyone's stupid and admits that that's, oh, well, you know, that's the way things go. But instead, people don't realize that we get like, it's like 78% of our oil comes from South America. Right? 78%. All right? And we get some.
I don't think it comes directly. I think most of it comes from the Middle East and it's refined.
Wait.
Hey, am I wrong?
Listen.
What?
I don't believe it comes directly from South America. I believe it's refined in South America, but it comes from the Middle East.
There's tons of oil
in South America.
We get it from them.
Especially
to us. We get a bunch from
the largest oil field in the world is the Caspian Sea region in Iran. It's part of the reason that's such a hot. Let me finish.
Point is, we get it's like 78 or some high percentage we get from
and it's
from
a lot
South
easier
America.
To get oil from South America.
Yeah, it's just right there. We also get oil from Alaska, but here's the thing: it's like 80% of the oil we get from that we pull out of the Alaskan soil goes to Japan.
$55.
The reason we are over there is for oil. I believe that, but not our oil. It's for the European Union's oil and China's oil. If we control their oil, we control them. That's a second. And the thing is, and here's the thing, to be perfectly honest with you, that's fine by me. But fucking tell me that. Don't lie. Because then I can go, well, dude, they don't have any fucking beef with us. Leave them alone. See, I could say that. But if you want to go over there and pick a fight with someone, fine. Say you're going to pick a fight. Then I can disagree. I can't disagree with a fucking lie on top of a lie on top of a lie. That's the ploy. They do that so everyone's going, oh, well, this. Oh, no, well, this. Well, no, well, this. Well, here's the fucking real reason. If you have any brains, you can figure this shit out. Attack that, and they'll go, oh, well, why would we do that? And you can go, because you're a fucking bastard. That's why. If you control their oil, and which is what you're good at, I voted for Bush. It pisses me the fuck off. Point is, the only thing I'm trying to state is that it's stupid for people to complain, oh, we're over there for oil. We don't get that much motherfucking oil from the Middle East. Everybody goes, oh, yes, we do. No, we don't. We don't get oil. The reason we went over when Kuwait was in trouble, it was a prime opportunity to show we care. That's why everyone was behind Desert Storm. Desert Shield, Desert Storm. It was like, oh, save those poor Kuwaitis. And I'm like, hey, I'm all for it. Save them. Now get the fuck out. And we did. We did. We left. Cool. Iraqi freedom. Why are we there? We already got the guy we were going to get. And like, oh, we got to be careful because the person after him, I replace him, could be worse than him. Well, if you knew that, why didn't you leave him there?
I think, you know,
you see my
anything,
point?
Anything,
no, I do.
Anything I don't think that there's one motivation, because there are so many different people. They have so many different things. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 25 different pies they have to figure out. They have more pies than they have
going to get Saddam Hussein. Like, cool, it's America's fault he's there to begin with. Go get him. All right, now get out. Oh, now we can't. It's like, why didn't you tell us this before?
Yeah, see, that's just
average American goes, well, why didn't you tell us this before? It's like, oh, well, you know, you see, no.
Okay, I want to throw something.
Give us everything. What I think that people should do is, okay, here's the problem. If George Bush came on and said, okay, America, there's a problem in Iraq. I don't like Saddam Hussein. I want to remove him. But if I remove him, we may have to stay because the person who comes after him may be worse. And remember, it was prior administrations that put him into power, and he has been gassing the Kurds, or what?
No, wait a minute, Kurds?
Wait.
The Kurds are a terrorist organization.
Hang on. It doesn't matter. He said he's gassing his own people. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm just saying, they list all these things. Most people don't know that the Kurds are terrorists. Everybody goes, oh, those poor Kurds.
And I'm like,
women and children, he gasped, were terrorists. They
were like,
you'd have a lot more sympathy for them if they had a name that didn't rhyme with turd.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he goes, so, American people, I'm sending you all a flyer. Should we go to war with Iraq? There's a box that says yes, and there's a box that says no. Check one. I guarantee you that I'll be like, oh, that was the guy we didn't get last time. Go get him. And we'd still be in the same fucking position. Everyone would be bitching. People only complained about the war because it just went, boom, it just blew up. It was like, holy shit. It's like, no, it's a war on terror. You're going after Iraq. Don't fucking lie. Don't lie. I can accept a lie. I can accept I made a mistake. If a guy said, if George Bush said, I went to Iraq for WMDs, and you get the guy, the gun away, if he said all that, and he said, all right, guys, I'm sorry. There were no WMDs. He's a bastard. We got him. But I'm sorry. I'd be like, oh, it's okay, Georgie.
What's up with our
get your ass out of there.
When's it gonna stop?
Put that fucker in jail.
No,
and leave him to do what the fuck they do. Did you hear what happened?
Which
recently? Part? Like in the first parliament that they had, it was like a parliament class, I think they called
whatever.
It parliament. Yeah, they had like a parliament-esque thing. Went smooth. The second one, there was somebody in there with a cell phone that went off, and the cell phone played a traditional Shiite ringtone, and the place erupted in the brawl. Let them fucking fight. Let them fight. Nobody on the planet is going to stop it. It's just lock them in a room, let them fight. And if the one who rises at the end is a bad guy, kill him. That's the way I look at it. And by bad guy, I mean Ming the Merciless versus Abraham Lincoln.
That'd be a pretty cool fight, too.
I don't know. I think Ming could take Abe. I mean, Abe could wrestle.
I don't know. Abe's a pretty tall guy.
He's got the fisticuffs.
But
and he's someone who's, you know, Abe was known for his axe work, too.
He was a huge axe work.
Now, dude, he actually was a big huge. A lot of people know this, but he was a avid wrestler. He loved it. Wrestled all the time.
Abe Lincoln, Prince of Pugilism. Wrestler.
Kind of went to a weird place there at the end, I think.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, all right. That's cool.
Any thoughts on
it? Got followed up with something. I just want to hear, there's a thing from one of the recent debates between Ron Paul and Giuliani, and I think it would be a follow-up to that.
Okay.
Congressman Paul, I believe you are the only man on the stage who opposes the war in Iraq, who would bring the troops home as quickly as almost immediately, sir. Are you out of step with your party? Is your party out of step with the rest of the world? If either of those is the case, why are you seeking its nomination?
Well, I think the party has lost its way because the conservative wing of the Republican Party always advocated a non-interventionist foreign policy. Senator Robert Taft didn't want to be in NATO. George Bush won the election in year 2000 campaigning on a humble foreign policy. No nation building, no policing of the world. Republicans were elected to end the Korean War. The Republicans were elected to end the Vietnam War. There's a strong tradition of being anti-war in the Republican Party. It is the constitutional position. It is the advice of the founders to follow a non-interventionist foreign policy. Stay out of entangling alliances. Be friends with countries. Negotiate and talk with them and trade with them. Just think of the tremendous improvement relationship with Vietnam. We lost 60,000. And then we came home in defeat. Now we go over there and invest in Vietnam. So there's a lot of merit to the advice of the founders and following the Constitution. And my argument is that we shouldn't go to war so carelessly. When we do, the wars don't end.
Congressman, you don't think that changed with the 9/11 attack, sir?
What changed?
The non-interventionist policies.
No, non-intervention was a major contributing factor. Have you ever read about the reasons they attacked us? They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East. I think Reagan was right. We don't understand the irrationality of Middle Eastern politics. So right now we're building an embassy in Iraq that's bigger than the Vatican. We're building 14 permanent bases. What would we say here if China was doing this in our country or in the Gulf of Mexico? We would be objecting. We need to look at what we do from the perspective of what would happen if somebody else did it to us.
Are you suggesting we invited the 9/11 attack, sir?
I'm suggesting that we listen to the people who attacked us and the reason they did it. And they are delighted that we're over there because Osama bin Laden has said, I am glad you're over on our sand because we can target you so much easier. They've already now, since that time, have killed 3,400 of our men, and I don't think it was necessary.
Wendell, may I make a comment on that? That's really an extraordinary statement. That's an extraordinary statement as someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11. I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that.
Congressman?
I believe very sincerely that the CIA is correct when they teach and talk about blowback. When we went into Iran in 1953 and installed the Shah, yes, there was blowback. The reaction to that was the taking of our hostages, and that persists. And if we ignore that, we ignore that at our own risk. That if we think that we can do what we want around the world and not incite hatred, then we have a problem. They don't come here to attack us because we're rich and we're free. They come and they attack us because we're over there. I mean, what would we think if we were if other foreign countries were doing that to us?
Can I have 30 seconds, please?
No, wait a second.
They are coming.
We all want 30 seconds to talk about this.
We'll
see ya.
Yeah. Wendell, go ahead. I think I'm going to turn to Senator McCain and change the subject, if I will. I don't think we're going to solve this tonight, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was absolutely fascinating. And what's great about it is they'll make him look like a lunatic. I guarantee you, Limbaugh had that edited down to a science. How much more? I bet you O'Reilly had a field day with that. They brought out the part where they make it look like he's saying we deserved it. That's it.
Yeah,
I guarantee you. So what's
and
your?
Giuliani didn't have anything to respond with anything with substance.
He's a politician more so than Ron Paul is. I'm all you expect. I heard about him, but he was a Republican candidate, and I mean, this was prejudice of my part. I completely wrote him off.
He's been very active in the libertarian circles for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely a libertarian. Reading up on him, he is. Looking at the guy's credentials, I agree with everything he says. I mean, literally, it's like someone turned me into an old man and ran him for president.
Yeah.
He's not very eloquent. Like, even on that, I didn't think he was very eloquent.
I think he's definitely more eloquent than somebody like George Bush. I mean...
You're right. Partly because he sounds like he's smart.
Yeah, I think he's interesting to listen to. I can't say that about George Bush. I'm never interested to hear what George Bush says.
Yeah.
You know?
George has always been like kind of a doofus. I mean, he was elected at a time when it's like, well, let's see, is this the best we got? I guess so. I think about that election for real. I mean, it was Al Gore versus Bush. The only reason you have so much respect for Gore now is because Bush has done such a bad job and Gore has actually gone on to accomplish some things. But I think a lot of it has to do by the comparison with Bush. I think you wouldn't like Gore as much as you do if Bush hadn't been so
such a dumbass.
Bad. You know,
if Gore had won, probably, you're right, I probably wouldn't have much.
You'd probably be like, man, that fucking Al Gore, why won't he end the Iraq War?
You know?
Like he said he was going to. You know,
I think Gore's actively also tried to, you know, change his image since the election, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first thing he did, like, immediately after losing the election was do Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what? You know. So, what do you guys want to hear?
Do you have any Bowie?
Yeah, Life on Mars.
Yeah, that is somewhat apt. Let's play Life on Mars by David Bowie. Right. It's actually very appropriate.
Since we're talking about Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And
and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the law, man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh, man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life?
The Garden.
Cool.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. I could understand what they were saying.
Damn foreign languages.
I know.
Why can't they speak English like the rest of the world?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, that put me in a mood to listen to Mr. Pierce review some stuff.
Okay.
Yay!
Mildred reviews the world.
So let's roll our dice here.
You know the category?
No. So number four, I believe that's food.
Mmm, food. Mm. Yeah, who's going to choose?
Popsicles.
Mm. Popsicles! Oh, tell them about the sign your parents gave us.
Oh, it says popsicles on it.
Yes, it says popsicle, and there's just like 1950s-esque drawing on it with this kid with his hair slicked back, holding a popsicle. This is popsicle. The frozen drink on a stick.
Back then, they didn't know what a popsicle was.
Yeah. Back then, this was a news advertisement. This is how you eat a popsicle.
New invention.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. New invention.
So what is popsicles, man?
Five thumbs up, man.
Yes.
I'll give it one because there's just never enough.
I mean, he could have one in each hand, and it so still would not be enough.
Like, there are many, many, many varieties of popsicles.
Oh, yes.
No, there's definitely some out there that I could do without.
Like, what do you think of the ones that's like basically like Kool-Aid in a plastic tube?
Yeah, I think he hates root beer and Dr. Pepper in particular. Bleh.
You know what I'm talking about though?
Yeah,
like the cheapest you could pop, like
yeah.
The whole package is like $1.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like 30.
I like to buy a stick.
I like a stick.
Cheat on a stick.
So you don't like the ones that are in the plastic too?
Yeah, I don't like those.
Do you like the push pops?
No, they're kind of ice creamy.
Yeah, but so are creamsicles.
I'm not big on creamsicles either.
Heresy. So, as far as popsicles go, I mean, like what about like
Kroger has a good one. It's cherry and pineapple mixed together.
Cherry and mango.
They also have the cherry and mango one. I don't
pineapple,
like that.
Pineapple, just in general.
This is just the consistency of it.
It's a little bit higher quality. But
it's a lot of popsicle on one stick.
Yeah.
It's very good.
So you don't like creamsicles. What about like Nutty Buddies?
He doesn't like nuts.
Not very much on the nuts.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So that's popsicles.
Yeah.
Let's move along. Eight.
I think eight's the concept or idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Popsicles are a concept.
It's a drink on a stick.
Gearhead shows. How's that for a concept?
Top gear?
Gearhead. Yeah. Oh, top gear.
Gearheads. Yeah, is a concept.
No, that's not really a concept.
Hey, I tried. I was pulling his straws here. Come on.
Automotive TV shows.
Yes, automotive TV shows.
What's that, what she's talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Gearhead shows.
Pretty boring. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're nuts.
I don't know what they have to do with anything, but it's still pretty boring.
Well, I mean, the one I would definitely talk about would be Top Gear. That's definitely...
I was entertained by Top Gear, but that seemed like it was really comedy.
It definitely is not just about, you know, motoring, but it definitely sticks within that thing, but it tries to be as entertaining and as funny as possible. I mean,
I enjoyed watching the show, and I know shit about cars.
Yeah, because a lot of times what they're doing is very... barely touching on the subject, I guess you could say.
Not Top Gear, but I mean, you know, how do you rate like non-motor
shows? I'm not
as a concept.
Some of them are good, some of them are not so good.
So three out of five.
I like Paint My Ride. I don't like
Trick My Truck.
I don't like Trick My Truck. That's like the redneck version.
How about Car Talk?
I like Car Talk. It's a good show. It's a good show. Okay. It's a lot like Top Gear, and that's three guys that really don't know that much about cars, but they're just funny.
What about GoBots?
GoBots, yeah.
Go Gadget what?
The shit Transformers. They're
not. Oh god, here we go.
They're like Transformers, only gay.
Do you remember GoBots?
No, I don't remember GoBots.
She's a girl. Girls don't know stuff like that. They know happy, frilly, cute stuff like Strawberry Shortcake and Rainbow Bright.
And The Last Unicorn. Motoring magazine TV shows?
Yeah.
As a concept?
Yeah.
I think it's a great concept. They should develop it a little more.
Thumbs?
Two thumbs.
No, three or four.
Oh, I thought
3.5 thumbs. Like that. You know, like you put your thumb up kind of part of the way.
Nub.
You bend it.
Three and a nub.
Zero is the wild card. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. So I got zero.
Yeah, we can throw anything out there. Great. So it's not up to you, motherfucker.
Is it, huh?
It's not up to you.
I know.
eBay.
Sure, yeah. eBay. Why not?
eBay. I think it's a great concept. And
It just their scheme of the many different ways that they get the money. They get the money when you list it. They get the money when you sell it. They get the money when somebody pays you. I mean, it's an amazing money-making venture. I think as a concept, it's a wonderful.
Do they make so much money off you, though?
Yeah, I think they're verging.
How much money are they making off you when you sell stuff?
I want to say approximately 5 to 5.5% of.
That's been a lot. Compared to like a consignment shop?
Or just tax?
Yeah.
That's not even how much tax we pay here in Augusta.
True.
Consignment shops are like what? I think one time I was like asking, I think it was like something like 15%.
I probably need to go home and analyze it because I know it depends on how much stuff you choose when you're listing it, you know, how much extra little bonuses you want to pay for, but I'm cheap. It doesn't normally top over 50 cents, but if something ends up only selling for a dollar, you know, then the percentage goes up a little bit, but I try and make it where I make most of my profit off the shipping, which they don't tax or they don't tap into until they use PayPal, and then they take a percentage of that as well. Because PayPal and eBay are in bed with each other.
Conspiracy, man.
Yep.
It's conspiracy.
Yeah, I give it 4.5 for helping pay the bills.
Yeah, you're not allowed to give thumbs.
I'm not allowed to give thumbs either.
This well, is screw it. You guys.
This is the world.
This is Melker Reviews the World.
Ah, yes,
we
yes.
can weigh in. Actually, he doesn't even like us weighing in.
You can weigh in, because you're my girlfriend.
But I get to weigh in.
And you do all the eBay stuff.
I don't listen
yeah.
to that. But one thumbs down, yeah. For not letting me sell Nazi stuff.
Well, number two is, I believe, Musical Group.
I think that sounds good.
Portishead.
I guess we could do Portishead.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
Do you want to listen to some?
This is the song that introduced me to Portishead. Because the way I got introduced to Portishead was by him. He's like, hey, I got this song I want you to hear. I think it's got scratching in it. Because he knew I was really into scratching. So,
oh, yeah. I hope. Yes.
And actually, the song has like a lot of scratching in it.
Yeah. I dig this one.
Fight. It's just a dream. everything I can see. And this morning, selfishly, how we fail, and I feel like I do. It's all. Now that we've chosen to take all we can, this shade of autumn will stay.
That's definitely in your mind, near the top of my list.
It's also the song I think is most scratchy out of all of them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Although Glory Box has a lot.
Glory Box is my favorite.
Did they put anything out recently?
They have a new album that they put one song out on the internet that I have. And then...
How long was that?
That was like at least a year.
I think Portishead is great. They need to do more music more often. They haven't put anything out in a long time.
Yeah, and I don't know what the deal with that is. And, like, the song they did put out was a drastic diversion from what you're used to hearing.
From what? From what?
It was much more rock and much harder than any song they've ever put out.
The Advice Column.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious about this. I'm on my period, and I gave my boyfriend a hand job, and he skeeted slash cummed in my hand. I wiped it off, and I went to go change my pad and stuff, and it touched the bottom of the pad. Can I get pregnant by that?
Yes!
It'd be like some freak accident, but I suppose it's possible.
Yes! You definitely could get pregnant.
I would definitely be worried.
I do not want that person reproducing. I want them to think that if they stare at semen, they're going to be pregnant. That if they happen to hear about, like, someone mentions the word semen in their presence. They
just can't. Listening to this podcast.
Yeah. You need to go, like, have yourself sterilized immediately so that you don't have any children.
Right.
Yes. That's our advice. That's my advice.
Okay. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
If you eat too many Skittles, like eat them every day, all the time, could something bad happen to you, like in the future or something?
So you become diabetic.
In the future.
Yeah, in the future, like in the, like the question, like 30 years from now, like when he's a cyborg.
Yeah.
So they're eating Skittles.
30 years from now, dude, you won't need like a pancreas or anything. So don't worry.
Yeah.
In the future, you'll be fine.
In the future, all we will eat is Skittles. We'll have a Skittles-based economy.
Yeah.
Don't you care about the economy?
How many Skittles would a bag of Skittles cost in the future?
It's like that money-making scheme where you buy the game of Monopoly and then use the money inside the Monopoly game to buy another game of Monopoly and then use the money to... You know. It's brilliant!
The part that gets me is where it says all the time, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, every snack.
I was mulling that one over.
Throw some Starburst or something for flavor, man.
No, the variety's good.
It's nutrition.
M&M's.
It's a nutritional value.
With peanuts.
Yeah. The protein.
Get your protein.
You know, peanuts actually something that, you know, you're actually kind of sort of supposed to eat every once in a while. So
you could have a peanut butter and skill sandwich.
Oh, God.
That'd be good.
Wow.
Oh.
Stoner paradise.
So my advice is not to worry about it because in the future you won't need a pancreas.
Yes.
Moving along.
Oh, God.
Okay, so my dad caught me masturbating with one of his porn movies, and now he hid them away somewhere. I was really hoping someone could tell me where to get porn since I'm only 15 and don't have a driver's license yet. Plus, I'm afraid to buy it in the store because peeps might laugh at me for that.
Yes, and they're going to laugh at you for this question.
I think somewhere on the internet you might be able to find somebody that could sell you some porn or something.
I have heard that there are like these websites you can go to where they can put you in contact with people who know how to acquire porn, pornographic images. Yeah. So, what are some of those places?
On the internet?
Yeah.
FilePal? That's a good place.
No places that we can mention.
Oh, Google, image search, that's a good start.
Yeah, in fact, you can find porn when you're not looking for porn on Google image search. It's amazing. You think about it, just by any word you can think of.
I really need to know. Don't delete this.
Know what? Who, what, when, where, why, and what the fuck?
I guess I didn't delete it.
So what's the advice?
Delete it.
Go to school. Don't drop out.
I really need to know. That's a good question.
Where's the question exactly?
You need to know, so you better learn.
Go on the internet, dude.
And search for porn on Google.
Oh, God.
While eating your Skittles.
While you're on your egg.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And keep the sperm off your hands.
Mm.
Yeah. See how it all comes full circle, so to speak?
Okay.
Yeah, don't delete this either. Deleting that.
The cake is a lie.
The cake is most definitely a lie.
I'm going to play a song that I wanted to play for Richard.
Oh.
That you always hear late at night. That Richard's not here to hear, so, and I know you like it. So.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Never seen a blue sky. Yeah, I can feel it reaching out and moving closer. There's something about blue. Ask myself what it's all for. You know the funny thing about it, I couldn't answer. No, I couldn't answer. Things are turning deeper, shade of blue. The images that might be real, maybe illusion. Flashing off and on. Just a dream, you know, that's never ending. I'm ascending.
Gabriella Robin, and the song was Blue, and before that, Giorgio Moroder, I think. Moroder, I don't know. I guess it's Moroder. Midnight Express is the song. Popularized by...
The film Midnight Run.
Or a radio program called
Crazy People in the Middle of the Night Talking About the UFOs.
You smart ass.
Yeah.
Can I stay in with Art Bell?
No, that couldn't be it. Even though it was the most obvious answer. Anybody curious what Perry Logan's up to?
No.
I already know what he's up to.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like his
talking
fifth,
shit about
his fifth speedball.
Wow.
That's what he's up to. It's taken that long to get that for some reason. I meant today, though.
Yeah. Fifth one tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see what he's up to.
I think you're crazy.
Gary Logan.
Let me set you straight on corruption. Every year, there's an organization that puts out a list of the most corrupt Congress people. You know, you may know about this. Every year, an organization puts up the list, a list of the most corrupt Congress people. And you can verify this for yourself. Every time this list comes out and you look at the top 20, or, you know, you look at the top 20 most corrupt Congress people, and it's just totally packed with Republicans. You know, what's so hard to understand about this? Now, what is so hard to understand about that? The list of most corrupt Congress people has usually like a couple. The top 20, let's put it this way, the top 20 most corrupt Congress people usually has like a couple, three Democrats. And I would never say Democrats are angels, like any organization, from priests to policemen. The Democrats could possibly become corrupt. Some people in any organization are going to become corrupt. But don't you see the differential? Is this not a significant differential?
Pop quiz. Who was the only president in U.S. history to have a negative job record for 52 consecutive months in office? Who's the first American president to have 40% approval ratings less than a year into his second term? Which president cut unemployment benefits for more out-of-work Americans than any president in U.S. history? Which president set the all-time record for most foreclosures in a 12-month period? Which president set the record for the least amount of press conferences than any president since the advent of television? Which president signed more laws and executive orders amending the Constitution than any president in U.S. history? Which president presided over the biggest energy crisis in U.S. history and refused to intervene when corruption was revealed? Which president presided over the highest gasoline prices in U.S. history and refused to use the national reserves as past presidents have? Which president cut health care benefits for war veterans? Which administration is the most secretive and unaccountable of any administration in U.S. history? Well, who can say? Yeah, and with all those screw-ups, I mean, they have more screw-ups than there have ever been. Congress was no different, you know. The Republican Congress did less than any Congress ever. The Republican Congress did less than the do-nothing Congress. Wow. The Republican Congress was easily the most corrupt Congress ever. Okay? All right. So, you see, and I'm sure none of these people know they're screw-ups. None of the people who voted twice for the worst president ever know they're screw-ups. I can't believe it. The Austin American Statesman, our local paper, endorsed the worst president ever. Okay, there's your liberal press. Austin's own paper endorsed the worst president ever in 2004. And what do you want to guess? They don't know their screw-ups. They don't know their screw-ups. There is just something seriously screwed up about right-wing thinking. There's just something seriously screwed up about right-wing thinking, you see. Every time they try their stuff, the deficit alone tells you something is wrong.
Murray Logan, reciting facts, man. What do you think?
I like his facts.
You like his facts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's scared off Amber.
Yeah, he scared off Amber. Perry Logan actually terrified Amber to the point that she had to go lie down. So she won't be with us for the rest of the podcast. I got a little something. This is real short.
All right.
I'm going to go into. This is something I was given about a couple weeks ago, and I read it. It was very amusing. And then there was an update today about this.
Okay.
Basically, a lot of you guys know, if you've been listening to the show, I used to work for an internet tech support company. I'm going to go ahead and tell you which one. I didn't used to. I always used to censor it because I don't like people knowing where I work as far as being associated with that because I might get me in trouble. But I used to work for Roadrunner, Time Warner, Roadrunner. And one of our markets was New York City.
And so there's this guy, he had all these email addresses, and for some reason, his email addresses kept getting shut down. And he would call up and complain about these email addresses getting shut down. And then he'd go register a new one, and finally his account got canceled due to terms of service abuse. So I'll read, or do you want to, why don't you read to me?
Okay.
It's great. It's Cracker Jack material right here.
We got burn the niggers at nyc.rr.com. Burn stink monkeys. Burn nigger burn. Burning stink monkey. Be my anal princess.
Yeah, that's the weird thing is there, he only has two real like methods of operation. You know what I mean? It's either full-fledged I'm a racist cunt or it's I am into shit fetishes type stuff.
I'm a sick fuck at nyc.rr.com.
Strangely enough, yeah.
Niggers smell bad.
Now, about that one, every single person at work who was black, who read this list, when they got to that one, they would actually pause and smell themselves. I'm not making that up. And I'm not saying that to put anybody down. I'm just saying, I mean, that's what they did. And invariably, everyone would laugh.
Vegan enema cocktail. So he's a vegan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, there's not much meat in shit unless you, I guess, I don't know, maybe there is.
I am the Führer at nyc.rr.com.
Wow.
Yeah. Legless amputee rape at nyc.rr.com. So, statutory ass rape.
And why is that funny? I guess because statutory makes it sound almost like it's, like it starts off. You know, like official, but then he has ass rape in there, which makes it be like immediately not be official. So it's like a juxtaposition. I think that's why it's probably funny.
Yeah.
And plus, who is the muse by fucking children?
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the gist of things here.
Amputee sodomizer. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, he was the first person to register both ass master and KKK. I never did figure out why someone had to be into the KKK.
Not a big KKK following in the city up there.
Oh, and I don't know why, but for some reason they were deleting Big Fun. That one I didn't see really what the problem was there. So,
yeah.
I guess maybe they just started, like, once he started down this road, it was like pretty much, if he made one, let's just delete it out.
Yeah. That way, you
know? Yeah. And, yeah, sorry, pal, your account's now null and void. Have fun!
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
No Country for Old Men. The Coen brothers wrote and directed this film in which a rancher finds dead bodies, drugs, and an overwhelming amount of cash. The devil on his shoulder tells the rancher, take cash, which sets off a scary chain of events. It's got Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, and Josh Brolin.
It's a Coen brothers movie, so I'll list it. Although I didn't go see Intolerable Cruelty because... Well, you know, it sounded pretty intolerable.
Yeah. Well, that was old. That was a while back. We put out a few since then.
I do have to admit, though, that is somewhat very, very, very close to the plot, just from the synopsis, of a movie that they were associated with called A Simple Plan. I mean, that movie is about them finding an airplane that's crashed full of money.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a bunch of bad things happen, which, I mean, sounds like, you know, the only difference is that this one has dead bodies. I think I think there were dead bodies, too, because there were guys piloting in the plane. So it's very close.
I think watching it, it will definitely take on a different thing.
I have a feeling that devil thing, they actually cut to, like he's got a real, like, devil or something like that on his shoulder, like CGI inserted or something like that, knowing them. They love working, like, elements of, like, hell and Satanism. It's not Satanism, but, I mean, like, hell and Satanism got into the movie, if you really pay attention.
I pay attention once in a while.
No, I'd probably say 7. Mister, you rated too high.
I have a feeling it's going to be one of the better ones.
Next movie, now that we've got all that over with, is Love in the Time of Cholera. This love story and drama finds true love tested by the convention of arranged marriages. Based on the novel by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the story watches a young love unfulfilled and how time tests the relationship. I know what this gets.
Check black.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was expecting.
I don't think Gabriel Garcia Marquez has ever been considered like chick flick material per se. I think just the synopsis sounds kind of chick flick. I don't think it's going to be a chick flick pleaser.
Well, a lot of times, you know, a movie adaptation of a book, you know, they take a completely different direction.
Either way, though, I think it sounds depressing.
Yeah, sounds very depressing.
So depressing chick flick. So probably not today.
An emo chick flick.
So I'll give it a 6.
I'm gonna go like 4.
Okay.
What do you guys say?
4. I give it 4.
There is one I would like you to do.
Okay.
B movie.
B movie. No, I've not. But let's see what it's got here. Jerry Seinfeld brings his silly comedy to young audiences with the help of Renee Zellweger and far too many other celebrity voices to list. Seinfeld voices a highly intelligent bee who refuses to just make honey for the rest of his life in this animated flick. What do you guys think?
Well, Seinfeld, good.
She doesn't like
Seinfeld. I don't like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, good.
Wasn't this movie called Ants?
Or Bug's Life? Or, you know, I mean, the generic, ill-conceived CGI kids movie of the month that... I'm at the point where if it doesn't say Pixar on it, it sucks. Shrek was good. Shrek 2 was okay. I haven't seen Shrek 3 yet. Outside of that, I can't think of a CGI movie, an all CGI movie that's not made by Pixar that's actually good.
I think there's some good ones, but they're not like stellar.
Compared to, well, I mean, when you're going up against like silk bed sheets, everything else feels like sandpaper. I'm just saying. I mean, Pixar makes all of the CGI movies look like shit because these movies are coming out every month. Pixar movies come out, if you're lucky, every year. And that's because they're taking a year making it. And not just because they're waiting on rendering time. They're developing concepts, working on the script, rewriting the script, and making these characters that you sympathize with and appreciate that actually seem like characters. Most of these movies, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld, he's a great writer. I think it might be funny, but it's just you're going to have that generic quality to it. So I'm going to say like 4 again. I don't have high expectations for it. Plus, it's not Jerry Seinfeld being Jerry Seinfeld. It's Jerry Seinfeld for kids, and that's going to lose some of its edge.
I'll give it 3 simply because I don't like it. But it says that it has a celebrity all-star cast, so that's got to give it something.
Every one of those CGI movies has a celebrity all-star cast. It's an easy job. You don't even have to dress up. You just show up, do a couple voice things, and yeah, it's easier acting. Then you have to light it. No, you don't know what that entails for movie people. Because all the makeup they got to go through and stuff like that, so the lighting's correct, and all, oh, good God. Yeah, that's like half the job for them, probably more than the actual filming itself.
Okay, what did you think?
I'd give it more like a 6.
But you still don't have, like...
I think, like, open season, I saw that. It was funny. And I'd give that, like, a 6 or 7. You know, it's not like Pixar, but it's still funny, and it still holds my interest, and...
It would hold the kids' interest.
What did you think of
I think
The Incredibles?
The worst use of CGI. Not anything to do with CGI, to tell you the truth. Just the worst execution of a CGI movie is probably robots.
Oh, God.
It's just rubbish. I mean, the CGI is awesome and everything.
No. The worst execution of a CGI movie ever was Spawn. Live action.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about all CGI. And Spawn is really kind of like on the cusp, and they kind of have an excuse because, you know, the technology was still kind of hard to implement back then. And, yeah.
All right. Are we ready for the next one? Because I
usually do 3.
Do you have a specific?
Yeah, there's a specific one there's two reasons that I want to read this one, and I want to see if either of you can pick out the two reasons why I wanted to read this one. 30 Days a Night. Vampires take over an Alaskan town that is preparing to go without daylight for a month. Josh Hartnett plays the good guy, a cop who tries to take down the vampires to save his town.
Was it vampires? I thought it was zombies.
No, it's vampires, because there's 30 days a night. I have a feeling one of the reasons is because it takes place in Alaska.
Yes.
And is the other one Josh Hartnett?
No.
I suddenly said it because the way, do you notice her voice changed when she got to Josh Hartnett?
Yeah, because I tried to trick you. I have no idea what Josh Hartnett looks like, actually. But the other reason is because of the vampires.
A lot like Jake Gwynn.
Nothing cooler than a vampire. Except an Eskimo vampire. Seriously. That's just goth on top of goth. Because, you know.
Whoa! Since when are Eskimos goth?
They're inherently goth.
You're full of shit.
They carry it well. I'd give that one 3.
Yeah.
I'll give it 6.
1 for
2. I think I'm probably
one for
being.
A shower.
I'm probably being pretty generous there. Here's a song you might actually dig.
I'm dropping Megatron bomb. Thanks to Terry and Jackie, I just stayed calm. I got my heart broke, one shot, gun loud. But that's okay, I got a new thing now.
Can't take this feeling in my heart anymore. Time for me to step and make my way through the door. If by chance I see you on this road once again, I can guarantee you that I will not pretend.
fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
Threaten the world.
The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape.
That's the trajectory for. That's the trajectory facts.
Terror. First goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small guns in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness. This year, for the first time. We must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles.
That they will control. That they will control. That they will control. That they will control. That they will control.
And they will own. I have a message for the people of Iraq. We can't help you. Go home and die. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. We will find the innocent. Go home and die. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture against every child in Iraq. We will deny Iraq. We will ignore Iraq. We will change Iraq. We will dominate Iraq. We will sacrifice peace. And we will intimidate the world. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had 3 biological and nuclear weapons in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons in his arsenal. Secretary of State Powell. Plant information to incite fear about Iraq's weapons programs, deceiving the inspectors themselves. And we exercise power without humanity. But why? Powered by drugs. But why? Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. Adversity has revealed the character of our country. We exercise power without humanity. We sacrifice the liberty of strangers. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. Not an option. Not an option. Terror. Despite all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result. The end of the civilized world. The end of the civilized world. The end of the civilized world. To incite fear.
Chaos, Cat Diesel, and then listen to I can never pronounce this guy's name. Osimo, O-S-Y-O-M-O, I think.
Cool.
It's like Rock.
Oh,
so yeah.
That was
cool. That was interesting.
Some people just whacked.
Yeah, whacked upside the head.
You said you wanted to hear a song bush, so there you go.
Yeah. I meant the group. I had one song in particular in mind, but you know, that filled the niche quite nicely.
I'm glad to be an American.
Don't forget those men who died. You gave that right to you.
Arse.
Up his so arse.
You've been listening to podcast number 43. That's right. Any shout outs?
Ed. Yeah, Ed, for fixing our car so that, you know, we don't get rammed in the rear unexpectedly.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, it's nice to have taillights, brake lights, lights on the car. It's always nice when it's dark.
With the lights out.
In Georgia.
No, it's less dangerous, I'm sorry. But with the lights out, it's more dangerous.
If you're not in a death-proof car.
Yeah.
If you're in a death-proof car, you're fine.
If you're fog, it's actually better to have as little light as possible.
I use candles when I'm in the fog.
Because what happens is your light refracts against the water droplets in the air, and it lowers visual, like, you know,
acuity.
And see, yeah. And that's why it amazes me, morons, you know, when that happens, they turn the lights on. And they can see less of the road than they could with their lights off, or even just their running lights on. And you can see the running lights.
You just never see the guys that do turn off their lights. That's the reason why.
I don't turn my lights off. I can see better with my running lights than I can with my headlights. Plus, I have fog lights, so that helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I give my shout out to Senior Smidge, and I'm
not going to call him that.
We can call him
Smidge.
Okay.
He answers to Senior. Hola, Senior.
He's really proud of his
heritage.
Balls.
Yeah.
So they finally drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's glad to be a mister.
And he's gonna have him for how long?
Not long.
Well, he'll always have him. You know, in a little jar.
We're not going to save his testicles in a little jar.
Little baby food jar for a little cat hanging around his neck.
Here, strangle yourself with your own balls.
And you're Smidge then?
Dude, you are so high.
No, actually, no, he's not.
Thanks for that.
That little mental image.
Yeah.
Little balls.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my parents.
Aww.
Hey, Sean's mom and dad.
If you're listening to this, I'm sorry about all the person.
Yeah, I give my shout out to Ian's parents because they're awesome.
Yeah, don't give a shit about this.
Yeah, Ian's, Mr. Pierce's parents are fucking better.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
That shit, that shit, dirty old butt. Makes it out of an asshole. Anyway.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can say that, but I can't do the thing. He does that to get the dogs happy. Now that came out sounding wrong.
It's from an old second one I already changed.
That's not possible because what's going on right now is funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He doesn't like the second one.
Civil the Knowledge Show.
The only reason I like it is because it's not funny.
The only reason you do like it is that.
Don't tower it. You also like smell copious quantities of marijuana. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
I'm thanking ourselves.
Yeah.
Since we don't have a guest.
Well, I'm still a pseudo guest.
Thanks.
I love me.
You check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com and also myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. Check me out at shapelessmass.com. And you can check Mr. Pierce out.
Remember, it's the game. You gotta find it.
Yeah, banana D. Not something.
Banana D. Not something.
Okay, and then Amber...
MySpace.com, Amber hates to lose with the 8 and the 2 spelled phonetically with numbers. Check that one out.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm tired beyond all description, so pardon me.
Well, we still have time for her to perform a ridiculous, awesome turntable display of skills. So rock the 12s, Amber.
Not a snowball's chance in hell, huh? I am not Mental Ninja right now.
You could be.
I am not Mental Ninja.
Get out!
Uh-uh.
Bye.